First of all, Julie Kidd's coming in, and she's going to be here in a minute. She just won the contest on The View. If any of you ladies watch The View, she won the funniest housewife. What's it called?
Funniest Housewives competition?
Yeah. And she won she won a trip to Hawaii, and she's going to tell us all about that. But first, here she is. Come on in, Julie. It's Julie Kidd.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Steph.
Mazel tov on your win.
Hello. You're welcome.
I want to hear everything. You must be, you're a celebrity now. You're famous.
I know. I mean, I feel like I'm famous, you know, in like a 2 mile radius is all, really.
No, that's not true. You are broadcast throughout the land.
That's right. That is
fantastic.
Awesome.
I know. I finally got booked at a couple of local rooms that I couldn't even book, you know, coffee houses. They're finally booking me.
So what did you do? You call them up and tell them I won. How do they know? Do they know, or do you have to tell them that you won this thing?
Well, because I plastered it all over Facebook. Like an annoying, you know, person promoting myself.
Yeah. Which you should.
I finally stopped. I was so annoyed with myself. I went out of control posting stuff. And I'm like, what am I doing? But it was exciting. And, you know, I'm really, it just kind of gave me the confidence to, you know, get into to premiere my Single Mom the Musical, my one-woman show.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death, well, but I'm doing it.
Okay. She has an awesome voice, too, I want to say. Like, I've seen her do pieces in stand-up when we've done shows, and she sings certain little things that I would never attempt because people would leave.
Oh, yeah, you did it. She did it on The View.
Right.
I did.
Yes, you did. Were you scared?
That was one of the first ones that I ever wrote. The rent will be due tomorrow. And so I'm doing that song. I have about 20 songs now. And so I'm going to be singing the songs, and I'm tap dancing to about 8 of them. And then I do some stories and stand up.
Well, that's so exciting.
I know.
I'm really excited for you. So what is it called again? Say it again so everyone
knows. It's called Single Mom the Musical.
Listen, I have to ask you about all the people on the View, like all those women. Can you tell me? I'm dying to know
anything you want to know. First of all, do you know who the guest was? Dr. Phil on my day, and I had no idea. And you know my history with Dr.
Yes,
Phil.
He
hates me.
Yes.
Wait, I don't know that. Tell that story. I forgot.
Well, I did his show years ago, like 5 years ago, to promote my tap dance fitness video. Mm-hmm. And he hated it. And he made fun of me. And the audience was laughing so hard. I was so depressed. He's like, you're a horrible mother. You know, doing all this tap dancing. You need to pay more attention to your kids. It was a nightmare. So I was so depressed. And then I thought, well, in a few months, I'll be over it. And then they freaking re-aired it, repeated the show. So I've kind of been scarred ever since. So here I'm going to go to The View and do my comedy set for the competition. And I don't even know he's the guest. And about a day before, someone sent me an email and said, by the way, was this planned? So I kind of freaked out. And then when I got there, I didn't make any eye contact with him. He stood right next to me in the green room. I couldn't even look at him. I was so embarrassed. And I didn't want anything to ruin, you know, my chances for, you know, with the show and my, you know, my energy and stuff. So I totally ignored him. So anyway, so that was kind of freaky. And then, but the girls are great. Whoopi Goldberg is awesome. I sat in the makeup chair getting my makeup done with her. And she was so cool. And after I did my set, you know, they were very complimentary and, oh my God, you're so funny. And Joy was saying, why are you headlining? I mean, all these things that you want to hear.
There was a contest that you were in with Joy Behar years ago. What was that?
Well, I did The View 13 years ago for the same contest, Hilarious Housewives. And it was me, two other girls, and we were all on the same day. And I didn't win. A woman she was probably 80 years old, Adrienne Harrell, she called herself Chaotic. She won. So, you know, I had a nice little trip and they paid me to do it, but I didn't win. So it was kind of nice coming back and taking the crown away.
Oh, that's so great.
So
you look really, I just want to say you look so relaxed.
Yeah.
And you really did. And I know how hard that is to do because I've been nervous before myself doing it. And you just look so relaxed, so confident, so calm. You were really yourself. You really were.
Oh gosh, thank you, Steph.
Yeah, I think you did an amazing job.
If you were here, she would kiss you right now.
I would make out with you
really?
With tongue.
I would make out with you anytime. Well, you know what's so funny though, Stephanie, and you'll know what I mean. I've watched it once. I can't watch it again. There's a couple little things in it that I'm like, what the heck? Like who says gah? who says that on national TV, you know? So some things kind of made me cringe.
I love that.
But overall, I was happy and so excited to win. And I'm going to Hawaii. I leave February 3rd.
So you won nice. The contest to Hawaii. And so is everything working smoothly regarding that?
You know, it wasn't at first, I have to tell you. First, they said I won a week in Hawaii, but I only won 4 nights in 5 days.
That's typical.
Which is actually plenty because I only have so many outfits and I'm going with a really cute guy. So that worked out, actually.
Is it the guy I met at the coach house that night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
isn't he cute?
Yes, he was very,
another
very
black
cute.
Dude?
Yes, of course.
Another black dude, of
very
course.
Hot black
you know what
dude.
They say, once you go black, you get pregnant. So.
Yes, he was very
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, I really like him. We've only been dating for, you know, 4 months and it's going really slow. And so here I'm, you know, taking him to Hawaii.
Speed it
so
up.
So I know it's crazy.
The kids are going with you?
Oh, hell no. No, just me and him. I don't even take my kids out to lunch, let alone Hawaii.
That's I'm glad that they followed through on the prize, because I remember when I did Star Search, the winner was supposed to get like a show of some sort, and they never called her. Like, she never got anything except money. I mean, money's good too, but they promised her like a network sitcom or something, and they never answered her calls. So I don't know. So I'm glad you got the Hawaii trip.
You know, there was a lot of restrictions. You know, I couldn't go this day. I can't go this day. You can't fly out of Orange County. So there was a lot of restrictions that got me frustrated, but I finally got it booked. We're leaving February 3rd.
Did Dr. Phil remember you, you think?
He literally, I swear to God, in the green room, he stood right next to me, to the right side of me, with like an inch away. And he was kind of looking at me like, are you going to say something? But how could he remember me? But I was like all paranoid, totally freaking out. And I decided I wouldn't even acknowledge him. And then he kind of walked around like he had a whole entourage. You know, he had one person holding his coat, you know, one person holding his cell phone and, you know, whatever.
God.
So he kind of walked around and said something to the assistant or whoever she was. And then he walked around where he was kind of facing me, and he kind of looked at me, and I just kept looking away.
So you sure you're going to be going to Hawaii now? You have the tickets?
Yep, I have the tickets, and I have the reservation all in hand. And you know what I just realized? This guy that I'm taking is a huge football fan, like ridiculous. And I just realized after I booked the tickets, February 3rd is Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh,
so, I know. I haven't told him yet. And our flight leaves at 2:45, and I think Super Bowl starts at 3.
He may have. Can I go if he declines?
Yeah. What are you doing on Super Bowl Sunday?
Nothing. I'm not into football, and I'm available. I'll just throw
exactly.
it to. I have a
so
toothbrush.
I haven't told him yet, but I'll just wait. You know, we're going regardless. Maybe we can watch it on the plane or something. Like if I get internet, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
He'll have to watch a replay. So now you can get, can you say who you are and get into clubs like the Comedy Store and the Improv and stuff like that? Or
oh, hell no. I know Joy Behar goes, you need to take this tape that we know of this show and you need to be getting into headlining the Improv. And I'm like, Joy, it's a 2-minute tape. You know,
can you,
yeah.
Joy, why don't you take the tape and bring it to the
why
Improv,
don't you
Joy?
Call for me, Joy.
Yeah.
Can I open for you?
Exactly.
Did you say, Joy, can I open for you?
I'd like to open for Joy.
Here, let me play a second. Let me play a little bit of it. Let's listen to this.
The most about my kids when they were little was singing them lullabies at bedtime. My one son wanted show tunes, so I'd get them all tucked in, stroll up and down the hallway. The rent will be due tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar I'll have to borrow to pay rent. My son would get so excited, join in the chorus. We'll borrow, the rent's due tomorrow. Eviction's a day away.
There you go.
I know. You even are amused by yourself, aren't you? Don't you look?
The whole thing was amusing. I was like, you know, I felt good about it. I felt good about it until, you know, when you watch it back and you go, oh, God, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, why did I? Oh, why did I have that look?
Stephanie,
but whatever.
Stephanie's out of her mind when she watches her stuff. Or she won't even watch most of it.
I didn't even watch it. I did that Marie Osmond show. How long ago? 3 months?
She just
and I just watched it yesterday. Yes. I just watched.
Oh my God,
it.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did it like in when was it?
It was October, yeah.
October. I just watched it yesterday.
You're kidding. I could, like, what do you mean? What show? What Maria Austin
She has
thing?
A talk show.
On Hallmark. On
the Hallmark channel.
You think nobody saw you? Oh, my God.
I know. A couple people.
Yeah,
couple
people on the Hallmark channel.
Oh, my God. That's exciting. Did you post it on Facebook, or are you way more humble than I am? I just brag.
No, I'm going to post.
I can't stand myself anymore.
I'm going to post it for her on Facebook. I just want to make sure that it looks good first.
Well, he wouldn't. He said, can I post it? I said, you can until I watch it. And I just watched it, seriously.
Yeah, she
yesterday.
Goes, she thought it was so horrible.
I thought it was so horrible, Julie. I couldn't watch it. And then I go,
I know.
Huh, that wasn't
but then
so
you
bad.
Watched it, yeah. Didn't you feel better about it? Yeah,
so much better. For 3 months, I was horrified, like by myself. And then I was like, huh, that wasn't so bad. And I didn't look so fat. So that was good. Like, my big thing is to be funny first, and then fat second is my big problem.
Fat thing.
You look nice.
When I
that
went back
pink.
To win and claim my prize, yeah. I left the outfit I was going to wear in my dressing room. So I wore this turquoise shirt on the Monday when I won, and I can't even look at it. I'm so fat in it. I freaked out. I know that feeling. I'm like, what is that stomach? Yeah, I freaked out.
And
freaked
the pink. Out. The pink looked really nice on you. That was when you did it, right? I like the pink.
I love the pink.
The beautiful.
And then I have a really big TV at home. So when I got home from New York and watched it, I was horrified. So I did just start Weight Watchers. I'm on Weight Watchers, getting ready for my Hawaii trip. I have 7 weeks to lose like 50 pounds.
Yay. Everybody's very proud of you. Who do you have to deal with to get that stuff?
Who do I have to deal with to get that?
Like to get the tickets and everything. Do you have to go through the people at the
View? I had to go through Orbitz because they were sponsoring the tickets.
Oh.
And then St. Regis. I had to call the Princeville and Kauai and book it.
They don't do any of that for you.
And you know what's so funny, though, is I've sent the producers who did my segment a couple of emails. They won't even, nobody will even talk to me now. It's like they get you on the show and do all this and everyone, and they were phenomenal. I loved them. And now I'm not getting any love.
The more time the more time I spend in Hollywood, the more I hate these motherfuckers. I'm telling you. They're so selfish. They use you. They tell you how great you are until they get whatever they want to squeeze out of you. And then they drop you like a freaking hot potato.
I know. I felt like, you know, a one night stand.
Yeah.
A good one. But,
I hate it.
I kind of had to take a shower afterwards. But yeah, no love, nothing.
No.
Dropped me off the face of the earth.
And the people in our neighborhood are like that too. Because half of them are in the business. And they all have that attitude. You know what I mean? Mother, I'm
He's
sorry.
A little
yeah.
angry. He's
I thought they were angry. My big fans. Like I started sending him pictures. I sent him Stephanie. I sent the, afterwards, I sent the producer a link to when my kids were on So You Think You Can Dance. They probably just were like, oh, she needs to go.
Yeah, she needs help.
It got bad. It got ugly. I got so braggy.
They're going to hire Dr. Phil's entourage to come and rub you out, young lady.
You're going to have to go on Dr. Yeah. Phil's to work
oh God,
out
Dr.
your
Phil.
Facebook
oh my
problem.
God. And then a newspaper article did a big article about me on The View, and they mentioned the whole Dr. Phil thing again. I'll never be able to put it behind me, so I might as well embrace it.
Yeah, we posted it. I posted it on our Facebook page, that article and everything. So,
did you have to go through your set with them to see what you could say
yes.
and not say? Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go through my set. I had to get it okayed. And then I had to do a run-through and, yes, I had to do all that.
Did they have legal department was there too? Did anyone talk to you from legal, or did they have a producer talk to you?
No. Yeah. The producer on my segment, I had to run I think they had to run their jokes by, somehow they are affiliated with Disney. And I think they had to run it by Disney or something and get the okay.
Right.
You had more freedom. Like on Marie, they're Mormon. So. And also, like, I wanted to do my jokes about weight, you know, about Jenny Craig. And I didn't have to use Jenny Craig, but they wouldn't let me do anything on weight because I guess she had an issue with weight. You know, like, I don't know if she's bulimic. I don't know what she didn't want. They didn't want that. So they said, stick to the kid stuff. But it was funny because and then I said something about my underwear and she got nervous.
She went, okay.
She's like, all right. Like she thought I was going to say, because they're very conservative, you know.
How much time did you do on that show?
I think,
Oh, it was about four minutes.
About 4 minutes.
Yeah. I'll play it for you right now. Here it is, Stephanie Blum on the Hallmark Channel, Marie.
Well, my next guest is a comedian, mom of three, who finds the funny in her everyday adventures and uses it in her stand-up routine. Now, she's been featured on HBO, at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York, The Laugh Factory, and The Comedy Store. Would you please give a big round of applause? And I'm so excited she's here, Stephanie Blum!
Thank you. I am so excited to be here. I have three kids. I have a 12-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and they're actually in the car. So I don't really have a lot of time. I'm kidding. I don't have a car. They're just very cute. They're standing outside. Very cute. I have a friend that has 7 kids. I don't know how she does it. Her outgoing answering machine says, I just can't. Beep! She's completely given up. You know, when you have 3, I love all my kids, but I'm sorry, the first one gets more attention. The third one, she's adorable. I just don't know where she is most of the time. She's very cute. She's very cute. You know, in the first one, you use that special detergent for sensitive skin, you know, Dreft. And then you sterilize the bottles. And then the third one, you just like with the pacifier, you're like, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. No, it's okay. Take it. Take it. And the baby books, I'm trying so hard. But the first one, you remember every single detail, right? The first one, you're like, oh, his first word was mama. And his teeth came in at 8 months. He walked at 10 months. And the third one, I'm like, I don't know. Let me look at the other one. 8 months is good. 8 months, yes. That's excellent. 8 months. And then he's not that bright. So 12 months walking. 12 months. 12 months. So sad. So sad. I'm married 20 years. And thank you. Yeah. Okay. That's right. We hate each other. Don't worry. We hate each other, but it's nice. And the thing is, how I keep my marriage together so long is I never go to bed angry. I haven't slept in 20 years, basically. My husband wants to spice up our love life, so he wants to do that role playing. He's like, Stephanie, I'll fulfill your fantasy if you fulfill mine. I'm like, great. Me first, clean the bathtub. Because that is hot. It's hot. My mother-in-law, I love her, but she's like obsessively neat, and she's always bragging how clean her kitchen floor is. You could eat off of it. I'm like, you know what? Big deal. You could eat off of my floor because there's food on it. That's right. And I know grandparents get nervous, so she actually wanted me to take my son to the doctor because she said he wasn't blinking enough. I was like, well, maybe he's blinking when you're blinking and you're missing it. How do you know? Thank you so much. You guys have been so nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I don't sleep. I love that.
Thank you.
Come over here and sit.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great little piece for TV.
You guys are in this show called Funniest Housewives of OC, correct?
Yeah, Funniest Housewives of Orange County.
And all your kids are good? All your kids, she has three kids,
she
right?
She has 3 black kids, like Spielberg, right?
I got 3 black kids. Proud of it.
And the typical housewife.
And they're dancers, professional dancers.
Two are dancers. One is actually in prison, and he's in fire camp. You like how I say that?
What's
like,
fire camp?
No, it's true.
What is that?
I've had quite a life, so why don't I bring it to the stage?
What's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see that. What's fire camp?
He's training to be a fireman.
Oh, so it really is.
Yeah.
It's fireman
fire camp.
Right.
I think that's what they call it.
In jail, they do that?
What they do is, then, you know, when we have all these fires in California, they hire these prisoners to fight the fires, but they train them first. So, you know, it's a privilege to be asked to go to fire camp, and it's a whole different setting, and, you know, they're out in the forest, and they're in bunks and not, you know, clanking cells.
Do they try to run away?
It's a little bit more freedom. So he's really happy, and it's going to make him feel productive, and, you know, he's doing something, and he's training, and so far, so good.
What, can I ask why he's in prison?
He, for robbery.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't his fault.
Play that down or play it up. Yeah, he got around with the wrong kids at the wrong time. And what was exciting is he's been in jail for years, you know, since he's been about 14 or 15. And he has never seen me perform on stage comedy before. And I've been doing comedy 20 years. He's never seen me perform, but he got to watch me on The View.
Oh, that's so cool.
They let him watch from in prison?
So he loved it. He was so proud. And you
did
know,
he have
he's
to
a
fight?
Celebrity now.
That's my mama. Look
did
at her.
Did he have to fight for the channel in the rec room? you know, because they were watching.
Yeah, he had to fight for the channel.
You're like, that's...
No, I think all of them were watching. When my other kids were on So You Think You Can Dance, and all the prisoners watched that too. They loved it.
Wow, he's like a little celebrity in...
in prison.
In fire camp.
I know, isn't it so silly, huh?
Now, how many years is he in there for?
He has about 4 more years left.
That's amazing.
For
though.
Robbery? What
like
the hell
the
is
people
that?
Who kill each other get like 2 years and they're out. How is
well,
that?
You know, he was part of the three strike, and it was robbery with a gun.
Oh, that's
how did our interview go here? It went from the view and excitement to my son.
He was
supposed to get life. So I was really grateful when he got 10 and a half years.
He got life. He could have gotten
from robbery and from.
No, he was on the three strike program.
Oh.
So he had a couple of little things before and then the third strike. So yeah, he was supposed to do life, but they took away one of the strikes. So now he did 10 and a half. He's got 4 years left.
How old is he now?
He's 27.
Wow.
Oh, so
yeah. So it's been a long, interesting journey, but I think that we all have our own journey and things happen for a reason. And he actually helps a lot of the young gang kids coming in, you know, steering him in a better direction. And so he's making the best of it. And I think he's going to do great things when he gets out.
Oh, you must be so proud. I see your firstborn.
He's my firstborn. Oh.
That's who you practiced on.
He's your baby.
Yeah, I know. Look what a good job I did, too.
The other two, he did okay.
Well, as long as you learn from your mistakes, that's what
the
counts.
The first one is like just a trial anyway. That's why you have
and
three.
And the other two I kept, you know, in dance for so many years, and that's where Dr. Phil said I was also a horrible mom for keeping him in dance. And how can you have a relationship when your kids are dancing all the time?
Yeah, he should talk.
But you know what, Stephanie, our house, the funniest housewives of Orange County, that attracts a lot of men, too.
Yeah, we get men. And they're not gay.
No.
And they're not gay. You know, we just, we make them laugh. They like to see what makes women tick, and we give it all to them.
Oh, boy, I had enough of that. I don't know. All right, we'll see. Thank you, Julie. You're the best.
Thank you, Julie. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love you guys. I'll see you soon, Steph.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
And I mean it. I'm not like not like L.A.
Not
love
like
you.
Not like Barbara Walters
no,
love you.
No, not like when I hug you.
We'll hug it out next time.
Yeah, you'll think I'm your grandpa when I hug you.
Oh, I'm pretty old.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
That was fun. Did you think she got nervous when we were talking about her son?
Oh, you think that's why she had to go all of a sudden?
I don't know. How long
was... She's like, how are we talk? My son's in prison. And I talked about it on the radio. I got to go. I got another call to make. I got to call my son in prison. See how he's doing. Oh, my God. That was frightening. Well, I thought she was joking at first. Like, with comedians, you never know when they're telling the truth. You're the same way. Like, you never know when Stephanie's going to be...
telling the truth or
like,
not telling.
Yeah, like, a lot of it is based on the truth. And then a lot of it is...
Exaggerated truth,
like extrapolated from the truth. Yeah. And then you have stuff
just a lie.
Right, that has nothing to do with reality. So when Julie Kidd, you know, you think she has black kids. Okay, so she's trying to be funny. One of them's in prison. Ha, ha, ha. But she's serious. Holy crap.
She's had an interesting life. And she has two other kids who are really talented dancers. And her daughter's been on, like... So You Think I Could Dance. Like, she's been in competition. She's in Europe. She's really beautiful, too. I met her, actually, at
one
of the shows.
You think maybe Dr. Phil was right about her? Like, she spends too much time trying to get herself and her kids on TV?
No, I don't think that. I think that it probably, like she said, saved them in a way. Sometimes when you're involved...
Yeah, give them something to do.
Yeah, that's productive. They became... excellent at what they do, they love it.
If like, the first one would have learned dance, he could be dancing in prison.
And she also was younger and a single mom, you know what I mean? Like when she had her first one.
She was always a single mom. She was
yeah, but she was
married.
An old, you know, she was, I don't know how old she is now, but she was, he's going to be 30 years old.
Yeah, he's 27.
So she was like.
And she has three kids. They're all black and they're all from three different black men.
So
and she wasn't married to any of them.
She's busy.
Is that what her show is about?
I think she squeezes that in.
It's a musical.
Well, she's very funny.
Does so she do any black music?
No, there's no black. Black music. She just likes black guys. I don't know. Maybe she likes black. But I'm saying she talks. I like that she doesn't hide that. I mean, that's who she is. And it's funny because she doesn't look like that's who she'd be.
No, she's a blonde, typical, you know, housewife.
Yeah, I mean.
Does she introduce her black boyfriends when she's on stage?
No, they're. I don't know. I just happened to meet one. He's very cute.
He was?
I don't know if it was her boyfriend yet. I think they just met. It was a couple of months ago.
Maybe she just likes the big, long Johnson.
Who doesn't?
My, he's a big one.
StephanieandGregShow.com.